Everybody, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation, and we're about to break some very real news. We are very pleased to announce that there will be at least one debate between the two folks that are running for Supreme Court that you will see on your April 1st general election ballot. Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Schimmel have announced a debate to be held at Marquette University, sponsored by WISN Channel 12 right here in Milwaukee. And we are very, very pleased to have Judge Susan Crawford joining us. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Judge. Thank you for making time.
Great to be here, Maggie. Thank you for having me again.
It's been a busy day for you, to say the very least. You began this morning with a press conference in Green Bay. Why the press conference, and what information were you sharing with voters?
You know, we were sharing information about Brad Schimmel's failed record on protecting victims of sexual assault. When he was attorney general, there was a backlog of 6,000 untested sexual assault kits. They need to be tested for DNA. He got nine of them tested in 2 years out of a backlog of over 6,000. So we wanted to make sure voters knew about that.
I'm sorry, did you say 9 of 6,000, Judge Crawford?
Yes.
I sure did, in 2 years, yes.
I might have been a math major back in college, or at least an applied economist, but I think that is like less, what is that, like 0.1%? Ish percent of
it's
all
very,
of the
it's
rackets.
Very low. Yeah. Yes.
Don't look to me to do the math. It's a minuscule percentage. Yes. I'll say.
Right.
Absolutely appalling. Judge Crawford, I've got my friend, and you know Tom Paulswitz as well, joining me today. He co-hosts this show with me every Thursday. Tom, I wanted to give you a chance to ask the judge a question.
Yeah. First off, I find it fascinating because Brad Schimmel lost in 2018 on this very issue. So I find it interesting you had to do a press release to remind voters of why he lost to Josh Cullen in the first place in his attorney general race. But I'm glad you're doing it, because it's so important to make that information and make sure it's out there. I guess my question to you would be is, you know, as you look at this race, we've had, almost year after year of these types of races, and they're a focal point across the nation. What do you feel is the big difference in this race compared to the other state Supreme Court races we've had over the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, I think one of the big differences is that, you know, my opponent, I think, is the most extreme candidate to ever run for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He has a history as a partisan politician, with a record of really working very hard to take rights away from people back when he was attorney general, things like trying to take away people's health insurance, take away reproductive rights of women, and failing to do the job of the attorney general, which is to protect the safety of the community. And, you know, the untested rape kits is one example. There are many more. And I'm running as somebody with a long history of working hard to protect the rights of Wisconsinites under our Constitution, under our laws, as a prosecutor, then when I was in private practice representing ordinary Wisconsinites in the courtroom, and now as a judge. And I think it is a very sharp contrast with Brad Schimmel's record, and I do think that sets this race apart.
Excellent.
Folks, you're hearing the voice of Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford, who is a candidate for our state's highest court. She's running against, of course, Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel, who was formerly this state's attorney general. Judge, I wanted to ask you a particular question, because Mr. Schimmel has run ads criticizing your record as a judge when it comes to sentencing some pretty serious criminal cases. And one of the issues that I wanted you to talk about a bit, Judge, is that The discretion that judges use when they approach sentencing, what sort of factors you are required under state law to take into consideration. So I was hoping you could address that and contrast that against the objective fact that Brad Schimmel failed to do justice for 99.9% of rape victims in this state when measured by his failure to test the backlog of rape kits. One failure is a fact. One alleged issue in your campaign from Mr. Schimmel is attacking judicial discretion, something which you would hope Mr. Schimmel might understand. Can you please, again, tell us more about this contrast that you speak of?
Yeah. You know, when I'm in court, and I'm particularly when I'm making decisions about sentencing, first thing I look at is the need to keep the community safe. And judges throughout our state have a lot of discretion, as you said, Maggie, and they have to look at all the relevant factors in making a sentencing decision. They have to obviously look at what the crime is. They have to look at who the defendant is, you know, whether that's a person with a significant criminal record or they, you know, before the court without having any criminal record. Obviously, you need to protect the rights of the crime victim and make sure that the sentence is structured in a way to provide maximum protection to the community and try to make sure that nothing like that happens again. That's what I've always done as a judge in making sentencing decisions. And I think it's pretty ironic that Brad Schimmel is criticizing me for cases in which I sent people to prison for several years, followed by several more years of strict supervision by the Department of Corrections, and often cases in which I also ordered those people to be lifetime sex offender registry registrants. And if you look at his record, he has a history of giving very light sentences to people who have committed serious acts of domestic violence and has given light jail sentences or even no jail time in those kinds of cases. So I'll put my record up against Brad Schimmel's any day. He also had a history as a district attorney of cutting plea bargains under some really questionable circumstances. One case that we have brought forward, he made a plea deal with the attorney in a case involving a man who had thousands of files of child pornography. The guy's attorney was giving Brad Schimmel thousands of dollars of campaign contributions at the same time. That Brad Schimmel said, I'll cut a deal with you. You get your guy to plead to one count. Each of those files, each of those images counts as a count of child pornography. You plead to one count and we'll let the rest of it go. And, you know, I guess that the campaign contributions did the trick in that case.
Seems that way. Different question, Judge Crawford. What would you say are the biggest issues that Wisconsin voters need to consider? So besides the candidates and their backgrounds, what are the biggest issues that Wisconsin voters should be considering when they go to the polls for this race?
Yeah, you know, I think what I want voters to understand is that the Wisconsin Supreme Court every term takes up cases that involve issues of statewide importance. And that can run the gamut from criminal justice to fair elections and the right to vote, reproductive rights. Two cases in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court this term involving rights of women to obtain abortions and other reproductive health care services. They can involve environmental issues, any kinds of issues involving all of our rights and protections under the Wisconsin Constitution and Wisconsin laws. So the Supreme Court plays a really important role in protecting our rights, and in some cases plays an important role as a check and balance against the other branches of government. You know, the Supreme Court is a backstop if the legislature tries to take constitutional rights away from people. So I want voters to understand that these races for the Wisconsin Supreme Court are every bit as important as voting for the governor or voting for your local legislators.
And in many ways, more important, because you can establish the law of the state for many years. You brought up the important role of the judiciary as a check on both the legislative and executive branches. Obviously, at the national level, Judge Crawford, we're seeing a lot of tension in that exact core founding principle of our country, that there are three co-equal branches of government. Meanwhile, back here in Wisconsin, we see Republicans not trying to give the voters of Wisconsin more ability to decide the laws of the land, but rather to further constrain voters' ability to decide what is good for them. I'm speaking specifically about the bill that was introduced to strip Wisconsin voters of the right through referenda to impose sales taxes. While avoiding any of those particular issue-specific referendum questions, Judge Crawford, I wonder if you could please speak to voters and people listening to you today about the importance of an independent judiciary, a nonpartisan judiciary, a judiciary that does not predetermine the outcome to cases that it will hear.
Yeah, absolutely, Maggie. You know, when the legislature or at times the governor have taken actions that infringe on our constitutional rights, we expect the courts to stand up for people and to interpret the Constitution and, you know, when necessary, overturn legislative or executive actions that are violations of our Constitution. Unfortunately, I think what we're seeing at the national level, certainly with the United States Supreme Court, is a real abdication of that responsibility. You know, we saw that with the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe versus Wade, 50 years of constitutional protections that women could count on tossed out the window. And that was because the personnel on the U.S. Supreme Court changed. They got enough hardcore right-wing conservatives on the Supreme Court who were willing to throw 50 years of constitutional protections out the window like that.
Can I ask you one last very quick question, Judge Crawford? We got about 30 seconds left. And my question to you is this. Can voters, unlike some of the nominees and appointees to cabinet positions, count on you to stay true to your words during this campaign once you win a seat on the Supreme Court?
Absolutely. I pledge to be a common sense justice. I'm going to protect your rights on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. That is Dane County Circuit Court Judge and candidate for this state's Supreme Court, Susan Crawford. Our thanks to you here from the Maggie Dawn Show and Civic Media. We're going to take care of a little bit of business in our great discussion with Tom Paulswitz. My co-host today continues after these brief messages.